And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
My next guest has firsthand experience in Afghanistan as a reporter for ABC News. She's an expert on women's economic development in war-torn regions. We'll discuss the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, Afghanistan's future, and cultural changes going on there because of women entrepreneurs from her book, The Dressmaker of Kher Kahana. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Gail Samak-Lemon is a New York Times best-selling author of the book, The Dressmaker of Kher Kahana. She is also the Deputy Director of the Council on Foreign Relations, Women's and Foreign Policy Program. Prior to joining the council, Gail covered public policy and emerging markets for the global investment firm PIMCO. Gail worked for nearly a decade as a journalist in ABC News, political unit, and on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. She has a whole list of credentials and has been published in all of the major publications that you can think of. Gail earned a BA in journalism summa cum laude from the University of Missouri School of Journalism and an MBA from Harvard Business School, where she received the 2006 Dean's Award for her work on women's entrepreneurs. She speaks a bunch of languages and is a former Fulbright scholar, and we're glad to have her on the show. Gail, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. Delighted to join you.
Well, we'd love to have thought leaders like yourself on the show. And what I really want is I want to get some perspective from you because you've been on the ground in Afghanistan, a country that most of my listeners know very little about, except, of course, that we're engaged in fighting there. So Let's start at the beginning. The British couldn't rule Afghanistan. The Russians couldn't rule on Afghanistan. And it's unclear to me that the United States thinks what we're going to accomplish there. So tell us two things. First of all, what is it like in the country of Afghanistan, and what positives will come out of the United States' decade-long war there?
Well, I'd say, first of all, I don't think that the U.S. was ever seen in the same light as the Russians. This was seen in most of the country as an attempt to help people get back to normal lives post decades of conflict. And so there was actually enormous optimism that greeted the initial U.S. Invasion, I think, in many ways, because people did not see it as an occupying force. Now, I think that the last decade has been tough on all sides, there is no question. But I do think a thing that people forget is there are so many people in Afghanistan just like them really fighting for a better future for their children and for their country, and that's all they want. You know, their lives get ensnared in war through no fault of their own, you know, through no doing of their own, and all they want is the same things people here want, which is, you know, to send their kids to school and to send their kids to be able to get a job in the future that's much better than the one that they had before them.
So that's a very positive picture that you paint, Gail, and I like that. Now, I loved your book, by the way. It's The Dressmaker of Kher Kahana. And your central character there is Camila Siddiqui, and I hope I pronounced that right.
That's right.
She and her sisters, they sew a collection of wedding dresses overnight for a wedding party that they later find out to be involved or connected to the Taliban. So what did writing this book teach you about the Taliban period in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. You know, for your listeners, this story really is a celebration of unsung heroines and inspiring entrepreneurs. It's a story about a young girl whose business supported about, you know, close to 100 women in her neighborhood under the Taliban, because these young women found themselves with brothers and sisters at home counting on them. And so they stepped up and did what women do every day all around the world. You know, they found a way to feed their families because people were counting on them. And for these young women, it was a dressmaking business. And this was during years when women couldn't even be on the streets. These girls managed to become breadwinners. And I think that's what inspired me so much about the story and made me, you know, committed to bringing it to readers. And your question about the Taliban, you know, the Taliban was never a monolith. There were some local guys who really, you know, needed work the same way that these young women did. And so they even sent their daughters to work with them and to sew with them. And there were obviously others who were very vigorous in enforcing rules that meant that women couldn't even go to work or go to school.
Wow. It's amazing how the media, and we're going to cast ourselves both in this light, but the media really does paint a completely different picture. Maybe it's for propaganda reasons or whatever, that the Taliban was a monolithic thing and it was evil and so forth and so on. But let's back to the story itself. How did you meet Camila?
Yeah. I was there in Kabul in December of 2005 working on a Financial Times piece about women entrepreneurs. And I met this young woman in the course of doing interviews, and she was incredibly passionate about the fact that she really believed money was power for women and that earning an income earned respect and that nothing changed women's lives in a country like Afghanistan, like earning a living. And she was really among the most passionate entrepreneurs I've ever met anywhere in the world. And when I asked her for this story, where her passion came from, because she was such a young woman, she wasn't even 30 at the time, she said, you know, I became an entrepreneur actually during the Taliban years. I started this business because I couldn't be a teacher, I couldn't go to work, I couldn't go to school. I did what was left. I became an entrepreneur. And, you know, I managed to start this business that created jobs and opportunity for women all around my neighborhood. And that's how I got started in business. And I think, you know, you're right about the media not showing the Taliban as monolithic, but I don't want to underplay how difficult women's lives were. I mean, especially in cities like Kabul, women's lives stopped overnight. Women who had been teachers could no longer teach. Women who had been, you know, UN workers could no longer go to the office. Women could no longer go to school. You had girls deprived of 5.5 years of education, which really changed their lives. And I hope that the dressmaker shows the good and the bad.
Well, I think that that's an important point. I was going to ask you, but you've already answered, how difficult it is for women to be entrepreneurial in Afghanistan during that time period. We're talking to Gail Samak Lemon, author of the book The Dressmaker of Kher Kahana. And Gail, what was it like for you traveling through Afghanistan as a woman? How were you treated by the Afghanis? Did you meet any resistance while you were conducting your interviews?
No, you know, I have to say, Afghanistan is a country I love, and has, it's a, you know, a country of real hospitality where people who have very little will give you everything. I made the mistake once of somebody I was interviewing. I told her I liked her headscarf, and it was in a grocery bag for me the next day in my car.
Wow.
Waiting for me. And, you know, I think that as women reporters, actually, you get much more access in many ways because you can reach women who male reporters often can't, and you also are seen as, you know, not a usual woman because you're a foreigner. So you can also, of course, interview men and interview male officials and all of that. So I think in some ways it's an advantage. But security was very tough. And I worried a lot about the people who were talking to me, not because they were talking about anything forbidden, but because, you know, it was a time where no one wanted to be seen with foreigners of any sort. And so my job, as I saw it, was to lessen the risk as much as possible and to not stand out as much as possible.
Oh, very interesting. Now, what I liked about your book is that you have a real sense of story when you're writing your book. I mean, in many ways, your book, The Dressmaker of Kher Kahana, reads like a novel, but of course it is nonfiction.
Right.
So how did your background as a journalist, as a Harvard MBA, and your experience in other conflict and post-conflict regions, such as your Rwanda and Botswana, how did that impact the writing of your book?
I think that it all came into play. You know, I really wanted it to be readable because I think right now so much of the coverage of Afghanistan is shaped by only the military story and is shaped by embedded coverage where reporters embed with military units. And that is, of course, a critical story. But there's so much more. And, you know, there really are individuals who look and do things just like people here. And I think those are often lost in the coverage. And so I tried to draw on everything I knew about storytelling and about the power of business to change lives and to make it as unspectacular in some ways, right? To make it almost like a documentary so that people could feel like they had a window on a world they would never know.
All right. We're talking to Gail Samak Lemon, everybody, about her book, The Dressmaker of Kher Kahana. Gail, in doing the research, what surprised you the most in all of your findings?
Yeah. I think two things. One is that, and I know it's the most, so I'll try to stick with one, but there's another one I want to mention. The first is how many women worked during the Taliban years. This is not news. When I would tell Afghans what I was working on, they would all laugh and say, well, of course women worked during the Taliban years. How else were families going to eat? You know, where were women I met who sold cotton, women who made burqas and sold them at the local bazaar, doctors who practiced medicine the entire time during the Taliban years, and even one young woman who taught Microsoft Office at a women's hospital in Kabul.
Oh,
and the second thing is just, you know, how much the men mattered. You know, Kamala's father is possibly the largest advocate I've ever met for girls' education anywhere in the world. And he really did impose his views of that on his family. And they really had a sense that their faith and their family and their community taught them that they must help as many people as they could for as long as they could.
Oh, that's a very stirring message, and that's very interesting. We're talking to Gail Samak Lemon, everybody. Gail, why did you write The Dressmaker of Kher Kahana now? I mean, what makes it relevant today?
I think there are two things that make it relevant. First of all, right now, I know everybody is exhausted by this war in Afghanistan. And I think this book is a reminder of, in some ways, the stakes and of the women who are so often seen as collateral damage. But the truth is that they really are contributors. And I hope that this book, it does its small part to remind people that there are people in Afghanistan who do just like them, fight for every day, quietly, the sake of the next generation. And they all they are looking for is to be able to send their kids to school and to go to work and be able to feed their family. And so I hope that it does that. And I also think that it has a chance to reshape the way we see women in war, because we are so used to seeing women as victims of war to be pitied rather than survivors of war to be respected. And I really do hope that this book reminds you of the inspiring entrepreneurs that are all around us and very rarely get thanked.
All right. Gail, if you had one thing, well, I shouldn't limit it to one thing. What do you want readers to take away from reading the book, The Dressmaker of Carcahana?
That women's stories are not soft, and they are not peripheral to the story of war. Women's stories are just as much war stories as men's, you know, because it's women who make sure there are communities to come back to when fighting is over. And so often we see them as a side issue rather than a central part of thinking about how to make communities more stable, more prosperous, safer, which is in everybody's interest, including ours in the United States.
Ah, well said. We have been talking to Gail Samak-Lemon, author of the book, The Dressmaker of Carcahana. Gail, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Delighted to you ask me, Dan. Thank you. Please come visit me at GailLemon.com, GailLemon.com, and at GailLemon on Twitter. I hope I can see you all there.
All right, Gail. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.